understanding than the hundreds of thousands of Brahma lords, numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of chakras, and all the hundreds of thousands of millions of seers possessing the five kinds of supernatural knowledge is the Tathagata, who for the sake of beings expounds in detail this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras, so that the kings of men in the whole of Jambudvipa will exercise their sovereignty, that all beings will be blessed, that one's own region will be protected, guarded, that all regions will be unoppressed, free from enemies, that all foreign powers will be defeated and turned back, that those regions will become free from misfortune, free from troubles, that the law in every region will be free from trouble, undefeated, that the great lamp of the law will be kindled and lit by those kings of many their several regions, that the dwellings of all the deities will be filled with gods and divine sons, that we, the four great kings, with our armies and retinues, and the numerous hundreds of thousands of yakshas, and the multitudes of gods in the whole of Jambudvipa, will be satisfied and propitiated, that these our bodies will increase in brilliance, that there will be produced in our body great prowess, strength, and energy, that brilliance, glory, and splendor will enter our body in greater measure, that the whole of Jambudvipa will become plentiful, happy, and full of many people and men, that the beings in the whole of Jambudvipa will be blessed, will experience various pleasures, that beings during numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of eons will experience inconceivable most exalted blessings, will have meetings with the Lord Buddhas, and in future time will be fully enlightened in supreme and perfect enlightenment. All this now is due to the Lord, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the fully enlightened one, for with great blessing from the power of compassion surpassing hundreds of thousands of millions of Brahma lords, with a Tathagata knowledge that is unmatched and surpasses the divine knowledge of hundreds of thousands of millions of chakras, and with a blessing from asceticism surpassing various numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of groups of seers, all possessing the five kinds of higher knowledge, the Lord, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the fully enlightened one, has in detail expounded here in Jambudvipa this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras, for the sake of all beings. Whatever mundane and supramundane royal duties, royal textbooks, and royal acts have gone forth in the whole of Jambudvipa, by which these beings will be blessed, all those have been revealed, expounded, and set forth here in the excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras, by the Lord, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the fully enlightened one. For this reason, dear Lord, for this cause, the king of men must assuredly hear respectfully, honor respectfully, and worship respectfully this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras. When this has been said, the Lord spoke thus to the four great kings. Therefore, the four great kings, with their armies and retinues, will assuredly show great zeal for the sake of protecting those kings of men who hear, reverence, and honor this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras. And, O great kings, they will sustain those monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen who hold the chief sutras and the acts of the Buddha. They will perform Buddha acts here in this world of gods, men, and asuras. They will expound in detail this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras. Assuredly you, the four great kings, must give protection, must give defense, deliverance, assistance, peace, and welfare to those monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen who hold the chief sutras, so that the monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen who hold the chief sutras may be protected, unoppressed, without misfortunes or troubles, happy-minded, in order to explain in detail to beings this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras. Then indeed the great king Vaishravana, the great king Dhritarashtra, the great king Virudaka, and the great king Virupaksha rose from their seats, covered one shoulder with their robes, put on their upper garment, placed their right knee on the ground, placed their hands in the gesture of reverence in the direction of the Lord, bowed down, and at that time, face to face, praised the Lord with these becoming verses. Buddha, your body is pure as the moon. Buddha, you have the brilliance of the rays of a thousand suns. Buddha, your eyes have the pure brilliance of the lotus. Buddha, your excellent teeth are flawless as lotus fibers. Buddha, your virtues are like the ocean, a mine of numerous jewels. Buddha, you are like the ocean full of the water of knowledge, replete with hundreds of thousands of meditations. Buddha, your feet bear the mark of the wheel, whose fell is embracing and which has a thousand spokes. Your hands and feet are adorned with a net, The net on your feet is like that of the feet of a lord of geese. We worship you, Buddha, as the lord of mountains, pure as gold, like the golden mountain. Buddha, we worship you as the lord of mountains, you, Buddha, who have all the virtues like Meru. We worship you, pure as Buddha, who are equal to the sky, resembling the moon, like the moon reflected in the water, the Tathagata moon, resembling illusion or a mirage. Then indeed the Lord addressed the four great kings in verses. This best king of sutras, the excellent Soranabhasa of the 10-powered Buddhas, must be protected with firmest vigor by you world protectors. Since this jewel-like sutra is profound and gives blessing to all beings, may it long go forth in this Jambudvipa for the sake of the wealth and blessing of beings. By it in the triple thousand great thousand world sphere all the woes of the evil states, the woes of beings in hell are removed, and here in Jambudvipa may all the kings in Jambudvipa with great joy in their hearts protect their regions according to the law. By it this Jambudvipa may become peaceful, plentiful and enjoyable, and all beings in the whole of Jambudvipa will be blessed. This king of sutras must be listened to by that king of men who has affection for his domain, affection for the welfare of himself, and affection for his royalty and dominion. This king of sutras causes the destruction of foreign enemies, routs foreign armies, removes the greatest fears and misfortunes, causes the greatest good. Like the jewel tree that gleams, produces all virtues, and stands in a good house, so this king of sutras must be viewed by those who desire the virtues of the kings. Just as one who is oppressed by heat finds in cold, icy water relief from thirst, so may this king of sutras provide the lords of men with virtues and blessings. Like a jewel box in the palm of the hand, which is a mine of every jewel, so is this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras, to multitudes of kings. This king of sutras has been honored by multitudes of gods, paid homage to by the king of the gods, and protected by the four world protectors who possess great magic powers. For this king of sutras has been continually watched over by the Buddhas in the 10 directions. The fully enlightened ones congratulate one who expounds this sutra. Hundreds of thousands of yakshas protect the region in the 10 directions, where they hear this king of sutras with joyful mind, happy. There are inconceivable multitudes of gods in Jambudvipa. May all these multitudes of gods hear this sutra joyfully. Through hearing this law, may they obtain mighty brilliance and prowess, and they will cause to increase with great might their divine bodies. Then indeed, when the four great kings had heard these and similar verses in the presence of the Lord, they became amazed, astonished, delighted. Impelled in just a moment by the force of the law, they shed tears. With their bodies erect, with all their limbs quivering, endowed with inconceivable joy, happiness, and gladness, they bestrewed the Lord with the divine Mandarava flowers. Having bestrewed and scattered them, they rose up from their seats, covered one shoulder with their robes, placed their right knees on the ground, made a gesture of reverence in the direction of the Lord, and spoke thus to the Lord. We, dear Lord, the four great kings, each king with his retinue of 500 yakshas, will be continually attached to the monk who preaches the law for the sake of honoring and protecting that preacher of the law. So ends the 6th chapter, the chapter of the four great kings, in the excellent Soranabhasa, king of sutras. Chapter on Sarasvati. Then indeed Sarasvati, the great goddess, covered one shoulder with a robe, placed her right knee on the ground, made the gesture of reverence in the direction of the Lord, and spoke thus to the Lord. I, dear Lord, the great goddess Sarasvati, will contribute eloquence for the sake of adorning the speech of the monk who preaches the law, and I will bestow on him a dharani. I will arrange the substance of his speech so that it is well spoken. I will give great illumination and knowledge to the monk who preaches the law. Whatever words or letters from this excellent Soranabhasa, king of sutras, may have been lost or forgotten, I will supply this monk who preaches the law with all the well-spoken words and letters. And I will bestow on him a dharani for the sake of preventing the loss of its memory, so that this excellent Soranabhasa, king of sutras, may long go forth in Jambudvipa for the welfare of those beings who have planted merit roots and are thousands of Buddhas, so that it may not soon disappear, so that numerous beings, having heard this excellent Soranabhasa, king of sutras, may have inconceivable acute wisdom, so that they may obtain an inconceivable heap of knowledge, so that they may obtain old age and prosperity in this life, so that they may gain health for living and an unlimited heap of merit, so that they may become skilled in various expedients, so that they may become learned in all the textbooks, so that they may obtain success in the performance of various arts. I will explain the act of bathing, attended by spells and medicaments. For the sake of the monk who preaches the law, and for the sake of those beings who listen to the law, all the oppressions caused by planets, asterisms, birth or death, the oppressions caused by strife, quarrels, foul tumults and disorders, evil dreams, or the god Vinayaka, Olka, Kordas and Vetalas will be completely removed. Medicaments and spells with which the learned bathe. Vaka, Gorokana, Sprka, Sirisa, Samyaka, Sami, Indrahasta, Mahabhaga, Nyamaka, Agaru, Tvak, Srivestaka, Resin of Sarya, Salaki, Gugulu, Tagara, Patra, Saileya, Kandana, Manashila, Sarokana, Kushta, Kunkuma, Musta, Sarsapa, Nalada, Kavya, Sukmaila, Usira, Nagakeshara. One should pound those, when pushya is the asterism, into equal portions, and one should consecrate the powder 100 times with the following spell, so Sukrate, Krta, Kamali, Janakarate, Hamkarate, Indrajali, Sagatre Pasadre, Abartaksike, Nakatraku, Kapila, Kapilamati, Shilamati, Sandi, Dudumamambati, Siri Siri, Satyashite, Hail. Having made a magic circle with cow dung, one should strew loose flowers, and one should place honey in a gold vessel and in a silver vessel. One should put there 4 men clad in armor and place 4 beautifully adorned maidens bearing pots. One must continually scatter incense of Indian bdellium, play the 5 kinds of musical instruments, and thoroughly adorn the goddess with umbrellas, flags, and banners. At intervals, one must place mirrors, arrows, and spears. Then one must make one's boundary line. Next, one must begin what has to be done. One must begin to make one's boundary line in the course of uttering this spell. So, Arake, Nayane, Hili Mile, Gile, Kikile, Hail. After one has bathed behind an image of the Lord, one should assure peace for the bathing by uttering the following spell. So, Sagate, Bigate, Bigatabati, Hail. May the asterisms in the 4 directions protect one's life. May the oppressions caused by asterisms or birth be removed. The onset of fears caused by heaps of acts. Cruel fears produced by the confusion of the elements. Same, Bisame, Hail. Sagate, Bigate, Hail. Sukatinate, Hail. Sagara Sambutaya, Hail. Skandamatraya, Hail. Nilakantaya, Hail. Aparajita Biryaya, Hail. Himabata Sambutaya, Hail. Animila Bhaktraya, Hail. Namo Bhagavate Brahmane, Nama Sarasvataye Debaye. May my magic word succeed. Tam Brahmanu Manayatu, Hail. At that act of bathing, for the sake of the monk who preaches the law, for the sake of those who listen to the law, and of those who write it down, I myself will go there. Together with the whole multitude of gods, I will cause the removal of every disease in that village, city, district, or dwelling. I will remove all oppressions caused by planets, quarrels, strife, asterisms, and birth, oppressions caused by evil dreams or the god Vinayaka, Olka, Kordas, and Vitalas, so that there may be a help for living, so that there may be help for living for those monks, nuns, laymen, or laywomen who hold the chief sutras, that they may obtain escape from the cycle of existence, and may become non-returners in supreme and perfect enlightenment, that they may quickly awaken before supreme and perfect enlightenment. Then indeed the Lord offered congratulations to the goddess Sarasvati. Bravo, bravo, great goddess Sarasvati. You have come for the welfare of many men, for the blessing of many men, since you have spoken such words concerning spells and medicaments. And the goddess Sarasvati did worship at the Lord's feet and sat down on one side. Then indeed the teacher and expounder Kaundinya, the Brahmin, called to the goddess Sarasvati. Sarasvati, the great goddess, is worthy of worship, possesses great asceticism, famous in all worlds, a giver of boons, and great of great virtues. Dwelling on a peak, beautiful, clad in a grass garment, wearing grass clothing, she stands on one foot. All the gods assembled and spoke these words to her: let loose your tongue, speak to beings of fine speech, so be it. Mure, Chire, Abace, Abajabati, Hingule, Pingalabati, Manguse, Marici, Samati, Dasamati, Agri Magri, Tara, Chitara, Chabati, Chichiri, Siri Miri, Marici, Pranaye, Loka Yeste, Loka Reste, Loka Prie, Sidi Prite, Bimamuki, Sukrikari, Apratihate, Apratikatabudi, Namuchi, Namuchi, Mahadevi, Pratigrna Namaskaram. May my insight be unobstructed. May my knowledge prosper in such as textbooks, verses, magic books, doctrinal books, poems. So be it. Mahaprabhave hili mili mili mili. May it go forth for me with by the power of these blessed of the blessed goddess Sarasvati. Karate keure Keurabati hili mili hili mili hili hili. I invoke the great goddess by the truth of the Buddha, by the truth of the law, by the truth of the assembly, by the truth of Indra, by the truth of Varuna. Whatever truth speakers there are in the world, by the truth speaking of those truth speakers, I invoke the great goddess. So, hili hili, hili mili, hili mili. May it go forth for me. Homage to the blessed great goddess Sarasvati. May the words of my spell succeed. Hail. Then the teacher and expounder Kaundinya the Brahmin praised Sarasvati, the great goddess, in these verses. May all the hordes of Bhutas hear me. I will praise the goddess, whose face is supremely, extremely beautiful, who among women in the world of gods, Gandharvas and lords of Asuras, is the supreme, chief, excellent goddess. Sarasvati by name has members that have piles of adornments of various virtues. Her eyes are broad. She is brilliant in merit. She is full of the virtues of pure knowledge. She is beautiful like a variety of jewels. I will praise her by reason of her distinguished virtues of excellent speech, because she causes excellent supreme success, because of her famous teaching, because she is a mine of virtues, because she is pure and supreme, because she is brilliant as a lotus, because her eyes are fair and excellent, because her residence is beautiful, because her appearance is beautiful, because she is thoroughly adorned with inconceivable virtues, because she resembles the moon, because her splendor is pure, because she is a mine of knowledge, because of the superiority of her mindfulness, because she is the best of lionesses, because she is a vehicle for men, because she is adorned with eight arms, because her appearance is like that of a full moon, because of her heartening speech, because of her soft voice, because she is endowed with profound wisdom, because she causes the accomplishment of the best deeds, because she is an excellent being, because she is honored by the Lord of gods and Asuras, because she is praised in all the dwellings of a multitude of gods and Asuras, because she is continually worshipped in the abode of a multitude of Bhutas. Hail! I bow down to this goddess. May she give me a special mass of virtues. May she grant me success in every act. May she continually protect me in the midst of enemies. If one rises up in the morning and pure utters these complete syllables in full words, one obtains all desires, wealth and grain, and one gains splendid, noble success. So ends the seventh chapter, the chapter on Sarasvati, in the excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras. Chapter on Shri. Then indeed the great goddess Shri spoke thus to the Lord. I, dear Lord, the great goddess Shri, will give zeal to that monk who preaches the law, as well as such equipment as garments, begging bowl, bed, seat, and medicines to deal with illness, and other excellent equipment, so that the preacher of the law may be provided with every equipment, and he may have no lack. He may be sound in mind, he may pass night and day with happy mind, he may take up from this excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras, various words and letters, he may examine them, so that for the welfare of those beings who have planted merit roots under thousands of Buddhas, this excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras, may long go forth in Jambudvipa, may not quickly disappear, and beings may hear the excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, and may during numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of eons experience inconceivable divine and human pleasures, that famine may disappear and plenty may manifest, that beings may be blessed with a supply of human blessings, may meet Tathagatas, and in future time may awaken to supreme and perfect enlightenment, that all the woes of hells, animals, and the world of Yama may be fully cut off. There was a Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened one, named Ratnakusumagunu Sagaravaidura Kanakagiri Suvarna Kanak Prabhasa Sri, where the great goddess Sri planted a merit root, where she now watches over any direction, surveys any direction, approaches any direction. In that direction, numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of beings will be blessed with a supply of every blessing, will have no deficiency. Those beings will be replete with every equipment, with food, drink, wealth, grain, gold, jewels, pearls, beryl, conches, crystal, coral, gold, silver, and other items. By the power of the great goddess Sri, homage must be done to that Tathagata. Perfumes, flowers, and incense must be offered. One must thrice utter the name of the great goddess Sri. One must offer her perfumes, flowers, and incense. One must walk around scattering juices. For him there will grow a great heap of corn. There this is to be said: the earth's savor grows in the earth. The deities rejoice continually. The deities of the fruits, crops, shrubs, bushes, and trees make the crops grow in brilliant condition. The name of the excellent Sravanabhasa, king of sutras, must be uttered. Those beings the great goddess Sri will watch over. For them she will create great good fortune. The great goddess Sri was dwelling in the palace Adakavati in the excellent park Punyakusuma Prabha in the abode named Suvarnadvaya, made of the seven jewels. Whatever man should be desirous of increasing his heap of corn, he should thoroughly purify his house, bathe well, clothe himself in pure white garments, and wear well-perfumed clothing. Doing homage, he should thrice utter the name of the Lord, Ratnakusuma Gura Sagara Vaidura Kanakagiri Suvarna Kanaka Prabhasa Sri, the Tathagata Arhat, fully enlightened one. With the help of the great goddess Sri, worship is to be done to that Tathagata. Flowers, incense, and perfumes must be offered. One must walk around scattering various juices. One must thrice utter the name of the excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras. The word of truth must be spoken. Homage must be done to the great goddess Sri. Flowers and incense must be offered. One must walk around scattering various juices. By the power of this excellent Suvarnabhasa, king of sutras, at that time the great goddess Sri will watch over that house, and she will make increase the great heap of his corn. One who desires to invoke the great goddess Sri must recollect the following magic spells. Homage to all the Buddhas, past, future, and present. Homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Homage to the Bodhisattvas beginning with Maitreya. When homage has been done to those, I employ the following magic spell. May this magic spell succeed for me. So be it. Pratipurnapare Samanta Darshane Mahabiha Ragate Samanta Beda Nagate Mahakarya Prati Prapane Satva Arta Samanta Nuprapure Ayana Dharmata Mahabogine Maha Maitri Upasamite Hitaishi Samgrihite Tesa Marta Nupalani. These are the magic words for lawful consecration of the head, the words for complete success, the words whose meaning cannot deceive. As for one who in the midst of beings pursues his career with blameless merit roots, uttering and maintaining the magic spells for 7 years, observing the sabbats by keeping the 8 moral precepts, having done worship morning and evening to all the Lord Buddhas with flowers, perfumes, and incense, in order to fulfill the omniscience of himself and of all beings, may all his wishes succeed, may they quickly succeed. Having made his house pure and his monastery a forest retreat, and having made a circle of cow dung, he must offer perfumes, flowers, and incense. He must provide a pure seat. He must go to a place bestrewn with flowers. Then at that moment the great goddess Sri will enter and stay there. Thereafter in that house, village, city, settlement, monastery, or forest retreat, no one at all will cause deficiency. They will be replete with all equipment, gold, jewel, wealth or grain, blessed with a supply of every blessing. Whatever marriage rites are performed, the great goddess Shri must be given the chief share of them all. As long as he lives, she will remain there. She will not hesitate, and all their desires will be fulfilled. So ends the 8th chapter, the chapter on Shri, the great goddess, in the excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras. Chapter on the maintenance of the names of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Homage to the Lord Ratnasikin, the Tathagata. Homage to the Tathagata Vimalo Jvalaratna Smiprabhasa Ketu. Homage to the Tathagata Suvarna Jambudvaja Kanakaba. Homage to the Tathagata Suvarnabhasa Garba. Homage to the Tathagata Suvarna Satarasmi Prabhasakatu. Homage to the Tathagata Suvarna Ratna Karachatrakuta. Homage to the Tathagata Suvarna Pushpujvala Rasmi Ketu. Homage to the Tathagata Mahapradipa. Homage to the Tathagata Ratna Ketu. The Bodhisattva named Rusira Ketu. The Bodhisattva named Suvarnabhasottama. The Bodhisattva named Suvarna Garba. The Bodhisattva named Sadaprarudita. The Bodhisattva named Dharmotgata. In the east, the Tathagata named Akshobhya. In the south, the Tathagata named Ratnaketu. In the west, the Tathagata named Amitayus. In the north, the Tathagata named Dundubishvara. Whoever holds, recites, explains these Tathagata names and Bodhisattva names in the excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras, he will always be mindful of his birth. So ends the 9th chapter, the chapter on the maintenance of the names of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Chapter on Durga. Then indeed the earth goddess Durga spoke thus to the Lord. In whatever village, city, settlement, district, forest region, mountain cavern or royal palace, this excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras, dear Lord, now and in future times shall go forth. I, dear Lord, the earth goddess Durga, will approach that village, city, settlement, district, forest region, mountain cavern or royal palace, wherever this excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras, shall be expounded in detail, in whichever region of the earth, Lord, the seat of the law will have been provided for the monk who preaches the law. Wherever the preacher of the law, having sat on that seat, shall expound in detail this excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras, there I, dear Lord, the earth goddess Durga, will come to those regions of the earth. Having gone up to the seat of the law with my invisible body, I will lean with my head upon the soles of the feet of the monk who is preaching the law, and I will satisfy myself with that hearing of the law, with the nectar juice of the law. I will do homage, I will rejoice. When I have satisfied myself, done homage, rejoiced, I will cause to increase in respect of the savor of the earth, a mass of earth 6,800,000 leagues in extent, as far as the foundation of the earth made of the thunderbolt. I will do homage, I will completely fill it, and above it I will make moist with the moist savor of the earth this circle of the earth that reaches the edge of the ocean. And I will make this earth, this great earth, stronger, so that in this Jambudvipa the various grasses, bushes, plants and trees will grow stronger. All the trees in parks and groves, and all the various leaves, flowers, fruits and crops will be stronger, will be more fragrant, more moist, more tasty, will be more beautiful, greater. And when those beings have enjoyed those various drinks and foods, they will increase their longevity, strength, complexion, and senses. And having become endowed with brilliance, power, complexion, and form, they will perform the various numerous hundreds of thousands of activities on the earth. They will be devoted, they will be thorough, they will do acts that have to be done with power. For this reason, dear Lord, the whole of Jambudvipa will become peaceful, will become plentiful, flourishing, delightful, and full of many people and men. And in the whole of Jambudvipa all beings will be blessed, will experience a variety of pleasure. Those beings will be endowed with brilliance, power, complexion and form. For the sake of this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras, they will approach the presence of those monks, nuns, laymen and laywomen who hold the chief sutras, preachers of the law, upon the seat of the law. Having approached with their minds pure, those beings will beseech those preachers of the law for the good, welfare and blessing of all beings, to expound this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras. Why is that? When, dear Lord, this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras, is being expounded, I, the earth goddess Durga, together with my retinue, will become stronger and more powerful. In our body there will be produced great power, fortitude and strength. Brilliance, glory and fortune will enter our body. When I, dear Lord, the earth goddess Durga, have been satisfied with the nectar juice of the law, and have obtained great brilliance, fortitude, strength and force, this Jambudvipa with its 7,000 leagues of the great earth will increase in the savor of its earth, and the great earth will become stronger. And, dear Lord, all those beings who are dependent upon the earth will find increase, extension and expansion. And they will become great. And having become great, those beings will enjoy the various enjoyments and pleasures on earth, and will experience blessings. And may they enjoy all the various foods, drinks, nourishment, clothes, beds, seats, dwellings, residences, palaces, parks, rivers, ponds, springs, lakes, pools and tanks. These and similar varieties of aids and blessings existing on the earth, manifest on the earth and dependent upon the earth. For this reason, dear Lord, all beings should now should show gratitude to us. Assuredly, this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras, must be listened to and respectfully be respected, honored, revered, worshipped. And when, dear Lord, all those beings come out of their various residences, their various houses, to approach those preachers of the law, having approached, may they listen to this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras. And moreover, having listened, when they have severally entered their various residences, houses, villages, cities or settlements, when they have gone to their own homes, may they converse thus with one another. Today we have heard the profound law. Today we have gained an inconceivable heap of merit. By this hearing of the law we have pleased numerous hundreds of thousands of Tathagatas. By this hearing of the law, we have today escaped from hell, have escaped from the region of animals, of the world of Yama and of ghosts. Today, by this hearing of the law, we will have gained rebirth among gods and men in future time, during numerous hundreds of thousands of births. And when they have returned to their various homes, may they tell other beings even a single illustration from this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras. May they cause other beings to hear from this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras, even a single chapter, or a single birth story, or even the name of a single bodhisattva, or the name of a single Tathagata, even a four-verse stanza, even a single verse. May they cause other beings to hear even the mere name of this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras. Wherever, dear Lord, the various beings in various regions of the earth tell one another these and similar varieties of sutra arguments, or cause them to be heard, or should talk about them, all those regions of the earth, dear Lord, will become stronger and will become more moist. For all those beings in those regions of the earth, the various savors of the earth, all its aids will become more abundant, will increase, will expand. All those beings will be blessed. They will have great wealth and great enjoyment, but will be devoted to liberality. They will have faith in the three jewels. When this has been said, the Lord spoke thus to the earth goddess Durga. Whatever beings, earth goddess, may hear even a single verse from this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras, they will transmigrate from this world of men and will be reborn among the group of 33 gods and among other groups of gods. Whatever beings, earth goddess, adorn those places for this excellent Suranabhasa, king of sutras, cover them with even a single umbrella, a single flag, or a single piece of cloth. Those adorned places, earth goddess, will become divine palaces, made of the seven jewels, adorned with every adornment, among the group of seven gods dwelling in the realm of desire. And when those beings transmigrate from this world of men, they will be reborn in those divine palaces made of the seven jewels. They will be reborn Earth Goddess seven times in each divine palace made of the seven jewels. They will experience inconceivable divine blessings. When this has been said, the Earth Goddess Durga spoke thus to the Lord. Therefore, dear Lord, I, the Earth Goddess Durga, will dwell in those regions of the earth where the monk who preaches the law has sat upon the seat of the law. With invisible body I will lean my head upon the soles of the feet of that monk who preaches the law, so that this excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, may, for the welfare of those beings who have planted marriage roots and are thousands of Buddhas, long go forth in Jamudvipa and not quickly disappear. And may beings hear this excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras. May they in future time, during numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of eons, experience inconceivable divine and human pleasures. May they meet Tathagatas. In future time may they awaken to supreme and perfect enlightenment, and may all the woes of hells, animalhood, and the world of Yama be wholly cut off. So ends the 10th chapter, the chapter of the Earth Goddess Durga, in the excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras. Chapter on Samnyana. Then indeed the great general of the Yakshas, called Samnyana, together with 28 great Yaksha generals, rose up from his seat, covered one shoulder with his robe, placed his right knee on the ground, made the gesture of reverence in the direction of the Lord, and spoke thus to the Lord. In whatever village, city, settlement, district, forest region, mountain cavern, or royal palace, this dear Lord, excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, shall go forth in this and future time. There I, dear Lord, the great Yaksha general called Samnyana, together with the 28 great Yaksha generals, will approach that village, city, settlement, district, forest region, mountain cavern, or royal palace. With invisible body I will give protection to the monk who preaches the law. I will give deliverance, help, defense, escape from punishment, peace and welfare. To all those women, men, boys and girls who hear the law, whoever should hear even one four-verse stanza, even one verse from this excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, should hear even only the name of a single bodhisattva from this excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, should accept it, should hear the name of a single Tathagata, even the name of this excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, should accept it, to all those I will give protection, I will give aid, defense, deliverance, escape from punishment, peace and welfare. And to their dwellings, their houses, their villages, their cities, their settlements, their forests and their palaces, I will give protection, I will give deliverance, aid, defense, escape from punishment, peace and welfare. For what reason, dear Lord, have I been given the name Samnyana, the great Yaksha general? By me, dear Lord, are all things known. All things are fully known. All things are perceived. However many are all things, how all things are, what things exist, of what kinds are all things, dear Lord, are apparent to me. Inconceivable, dear Lord, is the splendor of my knowledge. Inconceivable the clarity of my knowledge. Inconceivable the extent of my knowledge. Inconceivable the quantity of my knowledge. Inconceivable, dear Lord, is the sphere of my knowledge, which operates among all things. And as, dear Lord, all things are fully known by me, fully examined, fully comprehended, fully surveyed, fully perceived, for this reason, dear Lord, I, Samnyana, the great general of the Yakshas, have been given the name Samnyana. I, dear Lord, in order to adorn the speech of the monk who preaches the law, will contribute eloquence. I will insert strength into his hair pores. I will produce in his body great energy, strength, and prowess. I will make inconceivable the splendor of his knowledge. I will make him perceive his mindfulness. I will give great zeal, so that the preacher of the law may not be weary in body, that his body may have happy senses, that he may be full of joy. So that this excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, for the welfare of those beings who have planted merit roots under thousands of Buddhas, may long go forth in Jambudvipa, may not quickly disappear. So that beings may hear this excellence of Ranabasa, king of sutras, so that they may obtain an inconceivable quantity of knowledge. They may become wise. They may gain an unlimited mass of merit. They may in future time, during numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of eons, experience inconceivable divine and human pleasures. They may meet Tathagatas. They may in future time awaken to supreme and perfect enlightenment, and all the woes of hell, animalhood, and the world of Yama may be wholly cut off. So ends the 11th chapter, the chapter on Samyana in the excellent Suvarnabhasa, King of Sutras. Chapter on Instruction Concerning Divine Kings. Homage to the Lord Ratnakusumaguna Sagara Vaidyura Kanakagiri Suvarna Kanaka Prabhasa Shri, the Tathagata, Arhat, Fully Enlightened One. Homage to the Tathagata Shakyamuni, whose body is adorned with numerous hundreds of thousands of millions of virtues, and who has made shine like the lamp of the law. Homage to the great goddess Shri, who is endowed with unlimited virtues, grain, and blessings. Homage to the great goddess Sarasvati, who is equipped with unlimited wisdom and virtues. Then indeed at that time, at that moment, King Palendraketu spoke thus to his son, King Rusiraketu, whom he had not long ago consecrated and was established in his new royalty. There is son a textbook for kings called Instruction Concerning Divine Kings, which formerly, when I had just been consecrated and established in new royalty, I received in the presence of my father, King Varendraketu. I exercised sovereignty for 20,000 years, according to that royal textbook, Instruction Concerning Divine Kings. I do not know that I ever stood on the side of anyone unlawfully, even if only for the measure of a single moment's thought. What then, son, is that textbook for kings called Instruction Concerning Divine Kings? Then indeed, noble deity, King Balendraketu at that time, at that moment, expounded in detail to his son, King Rusiraketu, in these verses the textbook for kings called Instruction Concerning Divine Kings. I will set forth the textbook for kings, which causes the welfare of all beings, disposes of all doubts, and removes all evil deeds. May all kings here severally be joyful-minded. May you listen to the whole Instruction Concerning Divine Kings with your hands in the gesture of reverence. On this Lord of Mountains, Vajrakara, at a meeting of the Divine Kings, there arose a questioning of King Brahma by the world protectors. You, Brahma, are a venerable teacher among the gods. You are Lord of the gods. Solve our problems. Remove our doubt. Why is a king, though born among men, called divine? And for what reason is a king called a divine son? If he's born here in the world of men, he should become king. But how will a god exercise kingship among men? Thus then was King Brahma interrogated by the world protectors. The venerable teacher of the gods, Brahma, spoke thus to the world protectors. If now I have been so interrogated by the world protectors, I will now, for the good and welfare of all beings, speak of this excellent teaching. I will speak of the origin of kings, the arising in the abode of men, and for what reason they become kings in their territories. Under the blessing of the divine kings, he will enter the womb of his mother. Having first been blessed by the gods, he afterwards enters her womb. Although as king he is born and dies in the world of men, yet, since he comes from the gods, he is called a divine son. The 33 divine kings have given a portion to the king, saying, "You are our son, a lord of men magically created by all the gods. For the sake of suppressing what is unlawful, a destroyer of evil deeds, he would establish beings in good activity in order to send them to the abode of gods. Whether the lord of men is a man or a god, a Gandharva, a Rakshasa, an untouchable, he removes evil deeds. The king is the parent of those who do good deeds. The king has been blessed by the gods as one who exhibits their fruition and fruit. The king has been blessed by the gods as belonging to the present world to show the fruition and fruit of deeds well done and of deeds ill done. For when a king overlooks an evil deed in his territory and does not inflict appropriate punishment on the evil person, in the neglect of evil deeds, lawlessness grows greatly, wicked acts and quarrels arise in great number in the realm. The chief gods are wrathful in the dwellings of the 33, when a king overlooks an evil deed in his territory. His territory is smitten with dreadful, most terrible acts of wickedness, and his realm is destroyed on the arrival of a foreign army. His enjoyments and houses. Whoever has accumulated wealth by various evil acts, they deprive one another of them. If he does not perform the duty on account of which he has kingship, he destroys his own realm, just as the lord of elephants tramples on the lotus pool. Unfavorable winds will blow, unfavorable showers of rain will fall, unfavorable will be planets and asterisms, likewise moon and sun. Crop, flower, fruit, and seed will not ripen in due season. Famine will arise there where the king is neglectful. Unhappy in mind will the gods be in their dwellings when the king overlooks an evil deed in his territory. All the kings of the gods will say to one another, unlawful is this king, for he supports the side of the lawless. This king will ere long anger the gods. Through the anger of the gods, his territory will perish. There will be destruction by the weapon and lawlessness in their territory. Wicked acts, quarrels, diseases will arise. The lords of the gods will be angry. The gods will ignore them. His realm will be ruined. The king will come to grief. He will find himself separated from his loved ones, from brother or son, separated from his beloved wife, or his daughter will die. There will be showers of meteors, likewise mock suns. Fear of foreign armies and famine will increase greatly.